Holy Yerushalmi, corresponding to Krisus Bavli Daf Ches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dardam Dalef, on the top line, Tani Goy. Tani Goy Shehukev Ilan Ma'achol Agavi Ilan Sak, Havapisha Eni Sora Shaila, Sefkein Chayev Va'ola. The Brisa teaches that if a Gentile grafted a fruit tree onto a barren tree, even though a Jew may not do so, is obligated in Ola. Ola, Ne'imasehu Moyleloi, Meshas Matiase. From when does he count the years of Ola? For a graft onto a barren tree, is from when he planted the barren tree. Roshim ben Lokish Omar of Avad Dvorim Shehin Boim Rachshava, Vilain Chuveit Samoina, the Chuveit Duda, Arava Kunatur Baaretz. The Rosh Lokish points out that this is only for grafting onto matters that can have intent for food, like carob of Salmoina and carob of Geduda, which are inferior, but sometimes people intend to eat them. But if you graft it onto something which is truly barren, like a willow tree, this is like planting in the ground, and he counts years of Ola from when he grafted it. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's even for a willow tree, that we count from the original planting. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah, why may not plant be mavrich, which is insert a branch into the ground and a new growth comes out of the ground elsewhere, or graft in on Erev Shvi'is less than 30 days before Shoshana? If he planted, he was mavrich, or he grafted, it must be uprooted, lest people see that its years of Ola are counted from Shvi'is and think that he planted it in Shvi'is. Adat Edub Shimon Lokish, the Patala Ba'arova Nicha. Adat Edub Yerchanan, Da'ama Afilu Arova Lamili Ya'akeh. According to Rish Lakish, he can explain that he grafted onto willow, so it's fine. According to Yochanan, who says that even onto willow is counted from when he planted, why is a graft uprooted if years of Ola are not counted from Shvi'is? Shnihi Shehein Mis'achin v'Shvi'is. The one says here is different because they bond in Shvi'is, it means as if he grafted in Shemitah. The Heder Amada, the Gemara asks, where was it said that years of Ola are counted from when he grafted, which was the basis of the question against the Yochanan? Hanetea v'ham mavrich v'hamalkiv shloshim yoim lefnei Rosh Hashanah also lo shana shlema umuta l'kayim b'shvi'is. Pachas v'shloshim yoim lefnei Rosh Hashanah le'os lo shana shlema v'os l'kayim b'shvi'is. The answer from Abaisa, if one plants, if mavrich or grafts at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it counts like a year for Ola, and he may keep it in Shemitah. Less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it does not count like a year, and it's forbidden to keep it in Shemitah. We begin counting years of Ola from Rosh Hashanah, but the fruits of this planting are forbidden, like Ola even in the fourth year, if Chanata, which is budding, was before Tu Bishvat. Tani Ubishua Une Leiskan Markiv. Ubishua Une said that the Brisa did not mention grafting, means there's no source that years of Ola are counted from when he grafted, so there was no question against the Yochanan. Amr Bi Abba, Ab Mari, Afilu Kavishim bin Lakish, Leifkan Markev, Leshaava, Havat Chilalai. But the Abba Mari said that even according to Rish Lakish, it doesn't mention grafting, so Bidiyevi means if he grafted onto a willow, he counts from the grafting, but he saw may not do so, Lechat Chila. Rav Yitzhak Bar Chakula, B'Shem Chizkia, Hanetea, Ba'al Tis Shenenokov, Echaev, Va'ola. Rav Yitzhak Bar Chakula, quoting Chizkia, said that one who plants in a flower pot without a hole is obligated in Ola. Rav Yosi Omar Mevnei Shashwashim Mefarafim Oisai. Rav Yosi says this is because the roots penetrated and nurture from the ground. Rav Shaina Mapik Lishna, they should say, Klum Cheres Aymed Mevnei Shashwashim. Rav Yitzhak Bachakula, quoting Chizkis, said it in different words. Does Cheres, which is earthenware, stand in front of penetration of roots? Certainly not. Rav Yirmiya Boi Nota Boi Delas Machashu Kenokov Etzel Ha'ilan Kenokovu Etzel Hazoyim. Rav Yirmiya asked, if one planted a pumpkin in a flower pot without a hole in which a tree grows, since the flower pot is as if it's nakuv, which is, has a hole regarding the tree, is it like nakuv for seeds, means does other vegetation in it also nurture from the ground? Rav Yirchan v'shem Rav Yanai, ilan shenotov v'sich habayis chayev v'ola, v'pota min amasis ichsiv, asetasis kotshuva z'acha, hayetze hasadeh. Rav Yirchan, quoting Rav Yanai, said that a tree that one planted in the house is obligated in Ola and exempt from masses because it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim Yudalad, Pasuk of Beis, you shall surely tithe the produce of your seeding that comes out from the field. It means only what is planted in the field must be tithed. With a Shvi'is, Ficha dechtiv veshavta aretz shavas laHashem uchtiv tzadcha leitzivta v'chamcha leitzivmo. However, the question is with Shemitah whether or not it applies to it, because it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Hei pasuk Beis, and the land shall rest a resting for Hashem, which connotes everything growing from the ground. And it also says over there in pasuk Daled, you shall not plant your field and you shall not prune your vineyard, which applies only to fields and vineyards specifically. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question.